Chapter 3. The dark canvas fabric around me had become a navy blue color in the late morning light. It rippled in a breeze that came in through the open window flaps that dotted the sides of the rectangular tent. The squares had been shut when we all went to sleep, so one of the girls must have opened them when they woke up. I crawled closer to the nearest hole and saw Floppy spread out near the edge of our pocket dimension. He had his trunk out over the ledge, and his ears flapped against his body while he stared out over the junkyard. His big brown eyes drifted over to me, and he lifted his trunk in greeting before he dropped it back down. Emma chatted with Acrasis as the two women moved crates, and I watched as the Gibson girl look-alike bent over to look into one of the wooden boxes. Her black eyebrows furrowed as she nibbled on her rosebud lips, and then she shook her head before she scribbled something in her notebook. She said something to Acrasis, rolled her sky-blue eyes, and then laughed at something that the alien woman said. The sunlight glinted off the purple and green swirls of Acrasis's skin, and the breeze lifted the dark curls that brushed across her shoulders. She picked something out of one of the boxes, turned it in her hand to inspect it, and then held it up to Emma. The black-haired beauty shook her head, so the slime girl put the item back into the crate. I turned from the window to look at Fila, since it wasn't like her to sleep in late. I was a little worried that she was sick again, but she hadn't eaten anything new, and the jerky we'd eaten as a snack shouldn't have hurt her. The gorgeous catwoman certainly didn't look like she was ill. She was stretched out in a ray of sunlight that poured in through the nearby open window. Her leather tube top clung to her ample breasts, and her miniskirt had pulled up enough that I could see the auburn curls between her legs. Her chest rose and fell gently as she breathed, and her black tufted tail was curled around her muscular thighs. I grinned as I watched her sleep. She seemed so peaceful. And I had the sudden urge to scratch behind her ears. I wondered if she'd wake up if I did, but I was sure that if she did get startled, she'd probably pounce on me, though I wasn't sure if that would be a bad thing. I almost laughed when the beautiful woman started to make biscuits in the air. Her claws extended and retracted from her nails, and a loud purr rumbled from her chest. She reminded me of a video of a house cat that I'd seen on YouTube, though she was sexier than any cat that I'd ever seen. Her muscles bunched up like she was about to lunge into the air, and her pink tongue ran over her bottom lip before her round little butt wiggled, and her tail slashed through the air. She gave a little twitch as she mimicked a jump, and then her bright yellow-green eyes snapped open while a grin spread across her lips. "Did you catch it?" I asked with a smirk.
"I did,"
the saber-toothed woman said as she pushed herself up to a sitting position.
"It was a plump mouse."
"I'm glad," I said. "Hopefully we can find you a real one somewhere in the junkyard today."
"That would be fantastic,"
Fila said as she stretched.
"I look forward to hunting. Though we should try to find Floppy food first, because he should not eat too many of the sweetened apples."
"Yeah," I agreed as I watched her tube top inch up over her breast. "Can't have too much candy. Maybe we should go join the others. We can eat breakfast and then start the search for water."
"I missed you while you were gone in the last world,"
Fila purred while she crawled across the futons toward me. "I missed you too," I said, as my cock twitched against my pants. I'd had to leave her at the camp in the last world while I went into Detroit with Acrasis and Emma. I had only been gone a couple of days, but it had seemed like an eternity that I was away from my gorgeous saber-toothed girlfriend.
"I would like to show you how much I missed you,"
the auburn-haired woman whispered as she reached me.
"Remember that Emma and Acrasis have told us to make strong cubs."
"Now?"
"Now."
The beautiful woman was crouched down in front of me with her perfectly round ass in the air, while her black tufted tail swished back and forth. She ran her pink tongue over her lips, and then over her elongated fangs, as her slitted pupils dilated. She leaned forward to run her nose over my neck, to the spot where she'd told me that my scent lingered. "That sounds like the best way to wake up," I breathed when the sexy woman nipped at my neck.
"I am glad that it pleases you, Dave Meyer,"
Fila whispered against my jaw before she kissed me. Her elongated fangs pressed against my mouth as her tongue slipped through my lips. She tasted like the honeyed apples that we'd given to Floppy, and I realized that the sexy woman must have snuck one while she fed her pet woolly mammoth breakfast. She ran her tongue over my bottom lip as she sat back, and her hands ran up the inside of my thighs. "Oh, you are always wonderful," I said as I extended my legs. My cock was already hard as I watched the curvaceous woman begin to unbutton my pants, and I lifted my butt into the air as she dragged the rough jean fabric and my boxers down my legs. I pulled my shirt up over my head, tossed it next to my pants, and then reached over to Fila to tug her tube top over her head.
"I enjoy pleasing my mate,"
the saber-toothed woman purred as she kissed the side of my shaft. The sexy woman ran her tongue over the head of my dick while her slender fingers grasped my shaft. As she slid her mouth over me, her fangs rubbed against my sensitive flesh, and I couldn't help the moan that crawled out of my throat at the sensation. She began to suck, and I curled my fingers into the fabric of the futon while I let my head fall back. "Oh, damn, Fila, that feels so good," I groaned.
"You like that, Dave Meyer?"
she asked as she pulled her mouth off of my cock with a sound like a lollipop being plucked from her luscious mouth. "Oh, I do," I said, as I leaned forward to kiss her. "I want a taste of you now."
"If that is what you want,"
the beautiful woman purred. I grabbed her hips and yanked them upwards, and she flopped back onto the futons with a yelp. Then I purred with hunger as I ran my hands up her muscular stomach. "It is exactly what I want," I whispered with a wicked smile as my thumbs finally caressed her hardened nipples. "I can't think of anything more delicious for breakfast."
"Whatever my mate wants,"
Fila said as she moved her hips upward toward my face. I chuckled at her eagerness and then dipped my head to the auburn curls between her thighs. I was eager to taste her, so I lapped up her juices before I vigorously ran my tongue over her delicate nub.
"Dave Meyer,"
Fila moaned as I slipped a finger into her tightness. The saber-toothed woman gripped my hair in her hands as she began to quiver. Her hips bucked against my tongue as I worked, and I slipped another finger inside of her as she thrust against me.
"Oh, I..."
The delicious woman gasped as she neared her climax.
"Dave Meyer!"
I stayed where I was as she rode her orgasm out. Her whole body quivered, and when she'd finished, I nipped on the inside of her silky thigh.
"Dave Meyer, I want you inside of me,"
Fila gasped as she brushed herself against my hardened cock.
"Fill me with your cups, please."
Yes, ma'am, I said, before I thrust deeply into her. She threw her head back and let out a yowl as she wrapped her legs around my hips. Then she dug her heels into my thighs as she helped me to thrust deeper inside of her. Her tunnel clenched around my cock, and I groaned as I drowned myself in the gorgeous woman.
"I want all of your seed,"
the saber-toothed woman moaned while she arched against me.
"All of it, Dave Meyer. Every drop, deep inside of me."
Her slick tunnel gripped my shaft as she neared her orgasm, and I could feel my own getting nearer as my stomach clenched and shivers of pleasure ran up and down my spine. I thrust as deep inside of her as I could when we both reached our climaxes, and my hot seed filled her as my balls tensed and relaxed over and over again. Our climaxes seemed to last for a good minute, and it felt like I'd poured endlessly into the beautiful woman's clenching tunnel.
"Damn,"
I breathed as the last shocks of my orgasm sent a shiver down my spine and wrapped around to my now empty balls.
"I swear, you are more amazing every time we're together."
"So are you, Dave Meyer,"
the gorgeous woman purred as she leaned up to gently bite my neck.
"We will have the strongest cups."
"Yes, we will," I said before I kissed her.
"I want to have many cups with you, Dave Meyer,"
Fila said when I moved to nibble on her ear.
"We'll have as many as you want," I promised.
"Our tribe will be the biggest,"
the saber-toothed woman whispered.
"Emma and Crasis will have strong cubs as well. We will be a happy family forever."
"Of course." I grinned with a glance at the open tent flap.
"We should probably join them and
get started on our day. I didn't want to pull out of my girlfriend's slick tunnel, but we had a lot of work to do, and we would have more time to enjoy each other later. I slipped back into my clothes and then stood on the wobbly futon bed. I offered my hand to Fila, pulled her up, and then pressed her against me as I planted a kiss on her lips.
Mm.
The beautiful woman said.
I look forward to more later.
The sexy cat woman gave me a saucy smirk before she gracefully strolled across the mattresses. Her hips swayed and my eyes were glued to her pert ass as it bounced beneath her leather miniskirt. She paused at the tent flap to look back over her shoulder at me, and then with a wink, she sauntered away. I teetered across the futon mattresses until my feet hit solid ground. Then I straightened my shirt, smoothed my messy hair back, and then left the tent behind as I walked out into the late morning light. My watch said that it was already 10:30, but the sun had risen above the mountains of refuse that surrounded our pocket dimension. And I squinted as the bright rays glinted off of discarded computers, microwaves, and miscellaneous electronics. I took a deep breath, stretched, and then looked around our base until I saw my other gorgeous girlfriends.
Good morning,
Emma said with a small smile.
Did you enjoy your wake-up?
A few black strands of hair had fallen out of her tidy bun, and they framed her face and brought out the brilliance of her sky-blue eyes. She ran her hands over her black bustle skirt before she shoved the stray hairs behind her ears. Good morning, I said, as I walked over to give her a quick kiss on her rosebud lips. I did enjoy myself. Maybe you can join us next time.
I think I just might,
the Victorian-era woman said with a pink blush over her pale cheeks.
Why don't I make us some breakfast first?
As if in response, my stomach let out a loud growl. I did work up an appetite, I said with a grin. What's on the menu?
I have canned tomatoes, green beans, and the magpies gave us pearl onions,
the dark-haired woman said.
I've gone through all of the spices that they gave us, too. I wish I'd brought my cookbooks with me, but I read them enough times that I think I know which seasonings will go with the tomatoes and green beans.
I'm sure it'll taste delicious, I said. Do you want any help?
No,
Emma said with a shake of her head as she started a fire with her matches.
I'll have a cup of chicory root ready for you in a few minutes. The chicory root is quite delicious,
Acrasis said as she walked over to us.
Emma brewed me a cup earlier. It is not as good as meat, but I enjoyed the sensation. You melted,
the dark-haired woman teased.
It was more energy than I expected,
the slime woman responded.
I will be more prepared in the future.
I'm not sure giving you coffee is a good thing if you lose your form, I chuckled.
I do not wish to have any of the chicory root drink,
Fila said as she joined us. Floppy had remained by the edge of our circle, and I saw him roll over in the dirt with his legs in the air and wiggle like he had an itch, and then plopped back on his side to stare out over the junkyard. How's he doing? I asked. It was warmer outside with the sun up, and the weather reminded me of a summer in my home world. Though it should still be spring. It was probably too hot for a woolly mammoth, and I hoped that the elephantine ancestor wouldn't overheat.
He drank a few gallons of water from our stores,
Emma said as she pulled the percolator from over the fire.
We'll need to find a source soon, or get those solar stills set up.
We can get started on that as soon as we finish breakfast, I said. Fila, were you able to spot any water out there?
I believe I may have,
the saber-toothed woman said as she sat.
It is hard to tell from this distance. It could be more of your metal.
Right, I said. Hopefully it's water. It'll take a bit for the stills to be able to make enough for us, and I'm sure that Floppy would like to cool off in a river.
He is unaccustomed to the heat, but he was all right in the world of sand,
Fila said.
And this world is not so bad. I'm more concerned with finding a food source for him. I have not seen any trees.
I hope we can find some,
Emma said as she began to make our late breakfast.
We have enough canned vegetables to get him through, but we'll need to restock in the next world.
The smell of green beans, tomatoes, and onions filled the air as I plopped down on the ground next to Fila. I took the cup of chicory root from Emma, and then watched as the petite Victorian woman began to add small amounts of the spices to the cast-iron skillet. Smells delicious, I said as I sniffed the air.
You put poison in it,
Phyla said with a frown as she picked up the jar of minced garlic. Humans have evolved so that we can eat it, I explained.
Oh my!
Emma exclaimed as she put a hand over her rosebud lips.
I forgot that cats can't have garlic. I'm so sorry. I am not exactly one of your cats,
the saber-toothed woman huffed.
But I will pass on eating your poison. I will eat more of the dried meat. More for us,
the blue-eyed beauty sighed.
But I'll try not to use too much of the garlic when I cook meat in the future. I would appreciate that,
the auburn-haired catwoman replied as her black tufted tail flicked behind her. Well, I think it looks amazing, I said as I sipped on my coffee substitute.
Thank you,
Emma said with a bright smile.
It should be done now.
The Gibson girl look-alike hefted the cast-iron skillet off of the metal grill that she'd propped over the fire. And then she scooped some of the vegetable mix onto one of our tin plates. She slipped a tin fork underneath a tomato before she handed it to me, and then she made a plate for herself, though I could see that she watched me out of the corner of her eye. I took a large bite of the green bean, tomato, and onion mixture. I let out a groan of satisfaction as the tart tomato rolled over my tongue and mixed with the sharp tang of garlic. I didn't realize how much I'd missed salt and pepper, but as it danced across my taste buds, I sighed happily. Emma, I said after I'd swallowed the first bite, this is truly amazing. Oh, you've been wonderful, but these spices have taken your cooking up another notch.
So I didn't use too much?
The ebony-haired woman asked as she sat. It's perfect, I responded. We're going to make sure we keep your seasoning racks full from here on out.
Thank you,
the Victorian-era woman said as she wiped a tear out of her eye.
I never thought that I'd be able to cook with so many.
I'm happy to provide you with as many as you want, I told my electric girlfriend, especially if you're going to keep using them like this. We fell into a comfortable silence as we ate our breakfasts, and afterward Emma took our dishes over to the crate where she'd stacked the empty jars. She looked around with her hands on her hips before she made a little aha noise and tugged out a metal tub with soap.
I'm going to do the dishes while you set up the solar still,
she declared as she pulled out a gallon of water. Good idea, I said.
Floppy and I will go find the river,
Phyla said as she climbed to her feet. The woolly mammoth let out a little trumpet as he stood and pointed his trunk towards something below him. What's wrong? I asked as I trotted over to look at what he had found. I expected to see some kind of monster or maybe a killer robot, but instead I saw a small stream of water that flowed around the mound just below us. Well, that was easier than I expected. I held onto the woolly mammoth's trunk and leaned over the ledge to get a better look at the water. Was that there earlier?
I do not believe so, Dave Meyer,
Phyla said as she joined me.
But a rain far away can make a stream here.
Perfect, I said. It's close enough that I can run down to help you if you need it, but be careful. I don't like the fact that it just appeared.
It did not,
Acrasis said as she appeared beside me.
It was blocked by some of the debris. I simply moved them out of the way. I believe it is drinkable.
That's where you went, I said with a smile, as I wrapped an arm around her smooth waist and gave her a kiss on the cheek. That was very kind of you.
I heard you say that Floppy needed a place to bathe,
the alien woman said with a smile that mirrored mine.
I want to ensure that our family is taken care of. I'm sure Floppy is grateful,
Phyla said.
Thank you very much for doing that for him. We are one,
Acrasis responded.
If one of us suffers, we all suffer. Did you find any trees?
The saber-toothed woman asked as she peered down at the small stream of water that glimmered beneath us.
I did not,
the emerald-eyed woman responded with a shake of her head. We'll just keep feeding him the vegetables for now, I said. Since we have water so close, I'm going to work on clearing the cabin. Floppy had already begun to pick his way down the slope toward the water, but the miniature woolly mammoth paused to look up at me. He gave me a trumpet and flapped his ears irritably before he glanced toward the stream. Don't worry, buddy, I called. Go take your bath and cool down. I'll have the wood cut for you when you get back. The brown-eyed elephantine ancestor rolled his eyes and then began to pick his way over the uneven surface.
Make sure to leave him something to do,
Phyla said with a smirk.
He will be irritated if he cannot be useful.
Well, there's plenty of work for him to do, I said with a shake of my head. I'll need his help pulling away all the trash and shit.
Phyla, do you think you could help me with inventory when you return?
Emma called from where she had just finished with the dishes.
I think I'll have a list of things we'll need to replace soon.
I will be glad to help,
the saber-toothed woman replied.
We will return soon. Be safe, Dave Meyer.
You too, I said as I watched my sexy girlfriend follow her pet. I didn't like the idea of us being apart, but the stream that Acrasis had unearthed was close enough that I could get to them quickly if I had to.
I will continue to search the earth around us,
Acrasis said as she began to melt into the ground.
I hope to find meat or trees.
Keep an eye out for any enemies, I added before she completely disappeared. I looked around to see that Emma was busy with her notepad, and the others had already left, so I picked up the chainsaw and headed over to what used to be our cabin to see what I could salvage. I was happily full from breakfast, and the chicory root coffee substitute pumped through my bloodstream. The sun rose high as I cut the long boards, and soon sweat was dripping down my forehead and into my eyes. I avoided the parts where nails stuck out, and soon I was in a groove. I sliced through a board, pulled it free of the debris, and then set it aside in a neat stack. I got a few splinters, but they pulled out easily enough, and by the time Floppy came over to help me, I'd already uncovered all of our old bedding. Floppy freed the stove as he lifted the boards with his tusks. He added the planks to my pile and then tooted happily when I gave him a thumbs up and told him that he was good to go. I focused all of my attention on the wood that had splintered, and I was happy to see that at least a few of the longer 2x4s were still intact. I pried out the nails that hadn't snapped in half and added them to an empty jar that I found in the debris. Most of the jars that'd still be in the cabin had shattered. A few of them managed to survive, and they were filled with screws and bolts, so I wasn't worried about debris getting into them like I would have been with the food and water ones. I was covered in sweat by the time I finished the last of the boards and set the chainsaw down. I swiped at the wet hair that hung down into my eyes, looked at my watch, and saw that hours had gone by without a break, so I decided to follow Floppy's lead and take a bath.
Dave Meyer,
Acrasis said as I pulled off my shirt and stepped toward the river. What's up? I asked.
I have found a few places that will be acceptable for the solar stills,
the alien woman responded.
The earth is soft and moist.
Perfect. I slipped an arm around her waist and stole a kiss. I really appreciate that. It'll make our work easier. I've finished clearing the cabin away, so after a break I can get started on those.
I think we should all take a break,
Emma said as she held the glass container up and swirled it around to show the clear water inside.
Fila and I have boiled enough water that we can wait until the solar stills are able to start working.
The water that Acrasis found was sweet, despite the smell of mold around it,
Fila said. Finally, some good news, I chuckled. Did you find anything to eat in the stream?
There are no fish,
the saber-toothed woman said as her tail swished behind her.
And there are no trees. I believe that the debris have made it hard for plants to grow.
Well, that makes sense, I said, and plopped down into one of the chairs around our outdoor dining table. Is it clean enough for me to bathe in?
It is,
the catwoman said with a smirk as she handed me a glass of water.
I will help you if you like.
That does sound amazing, I said before I gulped down the refreshing liquid. I didn't realize how dry my mouth and throat were until the water washed over it.
As much as I'm looking forward to our hot showers,
Emma said as she brought me over a jar of spiced peaches.
I think that a nice cool bath in the stream is exactly what I need. It's really warm here, even though it should still be spring.
It is, I said after I'd swallowed the first slippery piece of fruit. Maybe after lunch we can all go for a bath.
Excellent,
Fila said before she tore a piece of dried meat. I can't wait to get this sweat off me, I said. Fila opened her mouth to say something, but closed it when the base began to rumble. Then the catwoman grabbed the edge of the table to brace herself and glared at the ground beneath her feet.
Another earthquake?
Emma asked. There weren't any warning signs, I muttered while I looked around.
What is that sound?
Fila asked, as her black tufted ears pressed against her auburn hair.
Machines!
The Gibson girl look-alike gasped. An army of drones erupted over the edge of the base like they'd been summoned by Emma's declaration. They buzzed, whirred, and swarmed into the sky like locusts with drills for noses. There were so many of them that they blocked out the sun like an eclipse. For half a moment they stayed still, and I started to think that they'd leave us alone. But then the drill bits on their faces began to spin, and they surged forward in a cloud of death and machine bits.